Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good. How have you been? How's your daughter?
They put her back in yesterday. She's got an infection now. I don't know what's they're trying to figure out what caused it, but they went in with a scope and apparently it did some scar, hit the scars, it did some scar tissue or I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Is she okay?
They just well the thing that's got me worked up now is they got me her mother-in-law sent me pictures that they've got her sleeping in the hallway up
Oh
there in New
my
York
gosh.
because they have no bed space.
That's
I'm a little
crazy.
worked up. I'm a little worked up over that right now.
Well, I don't blame
So
you. That's
I
very.
tried to call you back the other day. I missed you.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I was on a call and then I think we just kind of got into a game of phone tag. Well, how about you? How are you doing and how are you feeling about moving out of your house?
I'm okay. Actually, I'm going to try to make a load out of here before I leave again in the morning. I'm going to check it. Got some stuff piled up again here. Take over to the Goodwill.
Okay.
Just cleaning up, going through things I really know I don't need. It's been laying around doing nothing anyway for years, so it's time to go anyway.
Yeah, but I
You know how
know
that
how hard
goes.
that can be. Right.
And that's the time-consuming part, And
Right.
I took a couple loads early this morning over to the storage. So,
Yeah.
and then I'm just trying to get it done.
I just moved recently and had to do the same thing, and I was like, man, some of this junk I haven't touched in at least 2 years.
That's what they say. They say if you haven't fooled with something in a year, you don't need it anyway. I don't know how
Right.
true that is, but it makes sense though now.
Yeah, right.
But it's like okay, well, and it's like you said, I took and I didn't realize it, but my youngest daughter, the one's having all, she didn't get rid of anything. And
Oh, man.
I was like, oh my God! And I went through the room there. Actually, it was right before the guys came in here. I was going through stuff. I told her to get some of the stuff out of there, but I didn't realize how much stuff she had held on to over the years.
Wow.
That she had packed away.
My mom and them just moved as well about a year
Oh,
ago,
wow.
and I can't tell you how many text messages I had that said, "Hey, come get your junk." She said, "If you don't take it, the garbage man will."
And that's the same conversation I had with her. I said, yeah, she got a lot of it, but I went through here a while back, right before the guy showed up, and there was, I was like, God, girl, where did you? Well, it was stuff I got from you, Dad, and stuff, and this, that. And I'm like, you don't need it. When was the last
Yeah.
time you fooled with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So she sent me a list of things that I told her what was in there. She sent me a list and she said, well, you do what you want with the rest of it. It was 2 pages that she wanted me to try to hold on to. I said, I'm not holding
Oh
on
my gosh. I'll tell you what, we women, we can be real sentimental, okay?
And my middle daughter, she's kind of like me with some of it. She wants to hold on to some of it, but she told me, she said, that'd be fine. Just get rid of it. If I don't
Yeah.
have it, she agreed with me. She said, if I ain't used it by now, I don't need it.
Yep.
I was like, that's the
I
smartest thing you've said in 23 years.
Let me guess, she's 23 years old.
So.
I'm happy to hear that, you're getting your things moved up, but seems like it's also opening up some good conversations with your daughters as well.
Well, we have some interesting ones anyway, because I was a single father anyway, so.
Okay.
So it was we've had some interesting conversations over the years.
I bet.
But now that they're getting a little older too, it's starting to sink in some of the stuff, I wasn't trying to be hard on them, just trying to just
Yeah.
life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man,
Well, you said you're going out of town again tomorrow. Where are you going?
I'm going to Muskogee, Oklahoma. And then I got to go pick one up in Sepulveda, and I'll come back. I'll be back here in Williamsburg, hopefully Saturday evening, next Saturday evening,
Okay.
or Sunday morning. So, and then I'll be able to get another load or two over to the storage.
Well, I know we're not rushing a close date, but I have some investors who are really interested in coming to look at the house and do a walkthrough. Do you think that you'd be interested in doing that on Sunday?
Should yell to if you want. I'd give you, well, what time you figure?
I mean, we can be flexible on the time, but, you know, if it eats too much of your time, and now that you have a lot more of your stuff out of there, we could, if you feel comfortable, do the lockbox situation so that you don't have to, you know, we don't want to waste any of your time.
All right. Well, we can go for Sunday afternoon, I guess.
Okay.
Sometime Sunday afternoon.
And how much stuff do you think you still got in there, Dan?
Oh, I still, it's scattered out through the house. I've got most of it's still, a lot of it I took out of the garage. Because I got a lot of stuff in there from the truck. I took, most of that was going in there. I'm trying to get some of that stuff out of the way. I had to make room to get back there to the other stuff I had packed away earlier anyway.
Gotcha.
So it's just kind of scattered out through the house still, where I've been going through things, you know.
Yeah,
so it
absolutely.
Still looks like a bomb went off in here, basically.
Well, that's okay, because you're everywhere all the time, so I get it.
Oh, I hate stretching things out like this, but that's why I went with this deal, because of the realtor thing anyway. It's just my time frame just never on my side. It just never works.
Well, that's no problem. You know, the more you get stuff moved out, whenever you're ready to get a lockbox, you know, we just partner with a few people who will help us fix up the house and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And they always, you know how those contractors are, they always want to come do an evaluation and you know, and so I'd hate to eat up your time, but I respect that you have things in there that you want to keep private. But you let me know whenever you're ready for a lockbox. And in the meantime, I'll see if I can't get a couple of these contractors out there this Sunday.
Okay. Well, if you want, I'll give you a call. How about if I give you a call Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And then we can get to, and I can give you a better time frame of one Sunday. But
okay.
I'm hoping for Sunday morning. I should be home Sunday morning, about 9 or 10 or so, just ballparking here. So.
Okay, Dan. Well, that sounds good for me. You just shoot me a call anytime.
Okay. All right, Dee. Thank you.
Of course. You
Thanks
have a great
for asking about my daughter. I appreciate it.
Well, we're all praying for her, Dan.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.